you know, it's interesting. D.C. has among the highest drug use rates in the country, has among the highest unemployment rates in the country, especially youth unemployment. So their solution is actually to decriminalize teenage marijuana use to the point where the fine is $25. So if you got a cigarette and you're 17 years old in D.C., you pay $50. If you got a joint, you pay $25. And that's the way they think they're going to solve their problems of unemployment and teenage drug use.
It really is amazing. The Mayor Vincent Gray, of course, this story broke today. It won't have any impact anyway, but it's a little late. It seems more for show. But he wants people to go to Rehoboth or Chincoteague Island, Virginia. Are you really worried that Ocean City is going to see a decrease in visitors?
No, I'm actually on Route 50 heading out to the shore right now. And let me tell you something, the traffic is as bad as it always is.
I made that drive a couple weeks ago, and I know.
And I'm looking around, and I'm seeing D.C. license plates. So
exactly.
It didn't work.
Make sure to wave to them. But what is your real problem, aside from the fact that it's a $25 fine?
It's about teenage drug use. The scientific evidence is really good now that marijuana causes structural changes in developing brains. And developing is actually up until about age 25 in terms of the parts of the brain that marijuana affects. So, look, if you're 30 or 40, you know, I wouldn't have done this if it treated youth differently. You know, Maryland's law, we didn't decriminalize in Maryland, and I didn't agree with it because I didn't think even with Maryland's law, it was good. But with D.C.'s law, drug use will go up. In Maryland, you know, at least we said, okay, if you're underage, you actually have to be referred for treatment or for counseling. In D.C.'s law, it's nothing. It's $25, and you, by the way, you tell them who your parent or guardian is you want them to send the notification of the fine to. if it weren't such a serious subject about, you know, drug use in D.C., which is already bad,
right?
It would kind of be funny. And then instead of saying, you know, maybe we got it wrong, maybe Congressman Harris has a point, to just say, no, actually what we were going to do is we're just going to call for a boycott instead of revisiting our policy. It would be a different story. But look, you know, what can I say? That's why D.C.'s got troubles.
Well, this story goes on to point out that D.C.'s largest voting rights advocacy group, their executive director, Kimberly Perry, says, if you care about D.C. equality, we ask you not to patronize vacation destinations in Representative Harris's district. This is more because you're a Republican than anything else, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, look, this is a constitutional issue. The fact of the matter, the Constitution, they thought about this and whether the federal government's headquarters should be in a state.
Mm-hmm.
And they decided, no, it shouldn't. It should be a federal enclave, and Congress should have jurisdiction over it, not an individual state. Look, if the D.C. Folks want to change the Constitution, you know, all the power to them. Let them go through the way it's normally changed. There's no way they're going to convince two-thirds of the states to go along with it, but that's the proper way to do it. Again, if this bill hadn't, if it specifically would not result in increased drug use among teenagers, then I probably wouldn't have spent the time and effort, but it does. It's going to increase drug use in teenagers. D.C., as you know, anybody who drives into D.C., the sections where you really shouldn't be driving, know that teenage drug use and unemployment is a huge, huge problem. They ought to spend their time solving those.
Right. Nobody would drive through southeast Washington, D.C. and think what this place could really use is more drugs.
Yeah, drugs for youth. I mean,
yeah.
Because, you know, there aren't just enough unemployed youth hanging out on the streets now.
It really is amazing. We're talking with Congressman Andy Harris, the scourge of Washington, D.C., and that's a good thing.
I think it's kind of a badge of honor to be attacked
right.
by the likes of Vincent Gray, to be honest with you.
Exactly. Is there any truth to the rumor that Marion Barry also said that he wants to boycott because you don't like crack either?
I guess so. I guess it's kind of a tradition. You know, promoting drug use must be a tradition among D.C. mayors, I guess, or something.
Exactly. At least they're going to less harmful drugs, I suppose. There's, you know, one way to look at it.
Seriously, though, I mean, marijuana is a gateway drug. And
right.
again, the data is so clear among teenagers. All I can say is I don't understand.
Well, this
it.
Is about money, right. Congressman. You know this is about money. They want the revenue.
Yes, they want the revenue ultimately from legalization. They also want to be in charge. They want the federal government to give to fund the D.C. government, but they get to decide how to spend it.
Right.
I'm sorry. I actually got sent to Washington for two things. One is take care of the first district. The other one actually is to actually have part of the jurisdictional authority over the District of Columbia. That's what the Constitution says. I'm sorry, I'm just following the Constitution.
Well, you're one of the few left out there. Now, Congressman, while I've got you on the phone, there's a crisis happening at our southern border. There was talk, the unaccompanied minors flooding in waves across the border. There was talk of bringing some of them, several hundred, if not a thousand, to Baltimore. That has since been nixed. But they're still looking at possibly Aberdeen, last I heard. The federal government, ICE in particular, and Homeland Security is shuttling them all over the country rather than simply turning them back at the border. It's a wet foot, dry foot policy with Cuba, except it's applied to everybody along the southern border now. What is the situation like down there? What is going on? And what are we going to do about it? Are we going to get action from Congress on this?
Well, look, my colleagues from the border states, especially Arizona and Texas, just say it's completely out of control. You're right. Everyone just comes in and, they check into the United States, but they won't check out because we're going to give them transportation to their alleged family members throughout the United States.
Yeah.
And then ask them to show up for a deportation hearing
in 8 to 9 months.
Yeah, I wonder how many people are going to show up for that. Look, the bottom line is that the president, and Nancy Pelosi, by the way, famously visited the border last week and then just called them all American.
Well, she said that this community is just a community with a border running through it. There's no differentiation on either side of the border. There's no sovereignty anymore.
Oh, yeah, I'm not surprised. The Governor O'Malley called them the new Americans, the people who are here illegally. She calls them all Americans. The bottom line is, it's out of control. There's public health issues now in terms of, as you know, what you're flooding the communities with people who came from countries where they don't get vaccinated, where some of the infectious diseases and communicable diseases that we have controlled here in the United States run rampant from a wide variety of reasons. This is just bad. This is a bad idea. And to show you how bad it is, I mean, when they wanted to move them to Baltimore, even Maryland's two senators and the mayor of Baltimore said, no, we don't think this is inappropriate.
And the mayor said, please come, illegals who are already here. We want the head count. And then when it was going to be children, there's no economic boost from children.
Well, they claim they're children. But if you've seen pictures, and from what I hear of people who've seen these children, some of them look like they're 25 or 30, and they self-report their birthday.
So it's like the Little League team in the Little League World Series
right.
from the Dominican Republic.
That's right. Maybe it's a Central American thing. I don't know.
There's a law now on the books since 2008. The Democrats, when they controlled Congress, passed it, and President Bush signed it, that basically treats Mexican unaccompanied minors differently than unaccompanied minors from countries south of Mexico. And the Obama administration is claiming, rather than sealing the border, that this is why they can't just immediately turn people around. The law states that they have to be given a hearing. And the president has allegedly called on Congress to change this law so they can expedite the deportation process. Is this going to happen? Is this something, or is this just too toxic that Congress, the Democrats want the issue, the Republicans kind of want the issue now, that nothing's going to happen before the midterms?
Well, I suspect we're going to find out. If the president really needs congressional action, and God knows he hasn't waited for congressional action.
Right, it's amazing when he wants it.
Right, like, now all of a sudden he can't do this by executive order. We found the only part of American law that he can't change by executive order. that's amazing, actually. But look, if he needs action, then we're going to find out if the Democrats view this as the same problem the Republicans do. Because I suspect if he wants a bill brought to the floor that gives him the authority, I suspect he will. But honestly, he knows that all you have to do is just have to put, because you are entitled to representation at one of these hearings, is you just bring more defenders down there, you bring more administrative judges down there, and you just do the adjudication right there on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
The bottom line is, I'm not sure I believe that he doesn't have the power to do it. We're told he can. But again, if he needs a law and he really wants Congress this time as opposed to an executive order, I suspect the House will go along with giving him that authority. What the Senate does, who knows? Harry Reid You know, who knows what Harry Reid...
Harry Reid will probably attach amnesty to it and then say, well, Republicans are blocking everything.
That's right. He won't bring it up because he'll say that, yeah, the Republicans want to stick an amendment on it or something.
Right. My guest is Congressman Andy Harris. Now, Congressman, I know you're making your way to the Eastern Shore, and I want you to start your 4th of July weekend as quickly as possible, but I have to ask you, we've talked about the problems with the VA for a few times before. We have a VA nominee now, Robert McDonald. What are your impressions about him?
Well, you know, Mr. McDonald's about to get an education on the federal bureaucracy because running a private corporation is very different than attempting to run a federal bureaucracy. General Shinseki found out it's very different from running a military organization.
Can't fire anybody. Can't discipline anybody.
Well, and I think Mr. McDonald's about to find the same thing out, the difference between that and a private corporation. Look, I hope he succeeds, but I will tell you that is a Herculean task. Herculean task for anyone.
You expect it? If he comes to Congress, you guys have already passed in the House the ability for the secretary to fire people who are incompetent that normally shouldn't be fired. The Senate is sitting on it, though.
That's right. It's still in conference with the Senate. I suspect that's a sticking point. Because we are talking about, federal employees. And so I don't know what's going to come of that. The conference is meeting, but I would have thought they'd worked it out by now. I guess next week when we go back in, hopefully we'll know more.
In general, though, do you think Mr. McDonald is a good man, possibly up to the task? Do you have your doubts because of the bureaucracy and not because of him? Or just your general impression of him as a nominee?
I think it'll work out if the president empowers him to do the things that need to be done. But I suspect that he'll be looking over his shoulder at the unions that run the VA, at the upper-level bureaucrats who run the VA. And if he doesn't give Mr. McDonald free rein, I suspect Mr. McDonald in 6 or 8 months will throw up his arms and we'll have another. As yet another secretary.
Well, that'd be nice if somebody in this administration resigned based on principle for once. It seems like many of them are willing to put up with just about anything. Congressman Andy Harris, go enjoy the beach. Go have fun and revel in all the D.C. residents who are there. And send a postcard to Mayor Vincent Gray, won't you, while you're out there?
I should. You know, that's a great idea. I think I will send him a postcard from the beach.
I wish you were here. Congressman Andy Harris,
all right.
Have a good one.
Bye now.
We'll take a quick break and be back with...